This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil issues land-related ordinance. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says ordinances are issued to amend laws critical for economic development and prosperity. Thematic discussions as part of the pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal continue. Experts call for PSP Nepal's role in people-centric policy-making. Nepal Oil Corporation revises prices of petroleum products effective from midnight. And Israel and Hamas reach Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has issued an ordinance designed to amend some Nepal acts relating to land management. According to the Office of the President, President Paudil issued the ordinance on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has clarified that the recently issued ordinances were urgently needed to amend laws critical for economic development and prosperity. Speaking at a press conference held in the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, the Prime Minister stated that the ruling parties were in agreement on the ordinances. The Prime Minister added that the ordinances address immediate issues like good governance, capital expenditure, foreign investment, company registration and revenue collection. He also dismissed claims that the President's office was delaying the ordinance amendment process, calling it a natural procedure. The Prime Minister affirmed that the current coalition government was formed to ensure political stability and would continue to address the people's aspiration. He added that preparations for bills to be presented in Parliament are underway with a session planned at the appropriate time. However, opposition parliamentarians, including those from the major opposition CPN Mavi Centre, have called for immediate convening of the winter session of the Parliament. In a meeting at the CPN Mavi Centre Parliamentary Office, the opposition lawmakers stressed the need to address public concerns and discuss legislation. The meeting was attended by CPN Mavi Centre Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal, Rashtriya Swatantra Party Acting Chairperson D.P. Arial and other leaders. Various thematic discussions have been held as part of the pre-launch event for Public Service Broadcasting PSP Nepal. A panel discussion on the second day of the pre-launch on health and education emphasized the role of PSP Nepal in improving the quality and effectiveness of these sectors through partnership at federal, provincial and local levels. Health Minister Pradeep Paudil and Education Minister Bidya Bhattarai suggested that PSP Nepal should inform the public about government efforts in health and education. Health Minister Paudil highlighted the need for policy reforms and better investment in the health sector, while education Minister Bhattarai called for strengthening local levels by quality education. Also participating in the discussion, PSP Nepal Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista committed to prioritizing health and education as key areas aiming to bridge gaps in access to affordable services. Discussions also covered disaster risk reduction, with speakers urging PSP Nepal to coordinate and raise awareness during disasters. Experts in socio-cultural transformation stressed the need for PSP to amplify the voices of the marginalized and contribute to social changes. The pre-launch event concluding today at Radio Nepal premises aims to guide PSP Nepal's future direction. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need for effective preparedness from all quarters to stay safe from natural disasters like earthquakes. In his address to a major function organized by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, commemorating the 27th National Earthquake Safety Day yesterday, the Prime Minister said the integrated settlements developed after the 2015 earthquake are relatively safe. Deputy Prime Minister, Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal and House of Representatives member Rajendra Kesi were among those present at the function. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed satisfaction with the business community's positive response to the government's initiatives and emphasized that the ruling coalition parties are taking effective steps towards building the country together. In a meeting with private sector leaders at Balwada, the Prime Minister highlighted the public's desire for development and good governance, noting that prosperity could be achieved through favorable policies. Private sector representatives praised recent government ordinances, stating that they would improve the investment climate and inject vitality into the sector. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Ministry of Health and Population is set to conduct the first ever study of human metapneumovirus HMVV in patients across Nepal. Dr. Yadu Chandra Ghimire, director of the division, announced that the study will improve the collection of samples from the TU Teaching Hospital and Kanti Children's Hospital. The research will be carried out in partnership with the National Public Health Laboratory. In light of the misinformation circulating on media and social networks, the ministry issued a statement yesterday urging public not to believe in false rumours. Dr. Ghimire emphasized that HMPV is not a new virus in Nepal and that the risk of severe illness from the virus is low. He noted that the infection primarily affects individuals with weakened immune systems, young children and the elderly. Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the price of petroleum products effective from midnight. The NOC has increased the price of petrol by 2 rupees per litre and the price of diesel and kerosene by 3 rupees per litre. Consumers in Kathmandu Valley will now have to pay rupees 165 per litre for petrol and rupees 156 per litre for both diesel and kerosene. It may be noted that the state-owned NOC adjusts its fuel prices based on changes in rates supplied by the Indian Oil Corporation, which periodically reviews export prices for petroleum products. President Ramchandra Podil has appointed 3 non-resident ambassadors for 3 countries on the recommendation of the Cabinet. According to the Office of the President, Bharat Raj Paudyal, Nepal's ambassador to Canada, will also serve as non-resident ambassador to Cuba. Thanbahadur Oli, Nepal's ambassador to Thailand, will also represent Nepal in Vietnam, while Nirmal Raj Kafle, Nepal's ambassador to Brazil, will also serve as non-resident ambassador to Venezuela. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. Hamas and Israel reached a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza that mediators said would take effect on Sunday and include a release of hostages held there during 15 months of bloodshed that devastated the Palestinian enclave and inflamed the Middle East. The complex phased accord outlines a 6-week initial ceasefire with a gradual withdrawal of Israeli forces from the Gaza Strip, where tens of thousands have been killed. Hostages taken by militant group Hamas would be freed in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. The agreement calls for a surge in humanitarian assistance to Gaza, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stressed the priority must now be to ease the tremendous suffering caused by this conflict. Israeli troops invaded Gaza after Hamas-led gunmen broke into security barriers and rushed into Israeli border area communities on October 7, 2023, which, according to Israeli tallies, killed 1,200 soldiers and civilians and abducted over 250 foreign and Israeli hostages. Israel's ground and air war in Gaza has killed over 46,000 people, according to Gaza Health Ministry figures, with hundreds of thousands of displaced people struggling through the winter cold in tents and makeshift shelters. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province, along with the hilly regions of Gandaki and Lumbini province, and partly cloudy condition in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province and at one or two places of the hilly region of Gandaki and Lumbini province, with chances of light snowfall at many places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province, and at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 4 to 6 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudel issues land-related ordinance. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says ordinances are issued to amend laws critical for economic development and prosperity. Thematic discussions as part of the pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal continue. Experts call for PSP Nepal's role in people-centric policy-making. Nepal Oil Corporation revises prices of petroleum products effective from midnight, and Israel and Hamas reach Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.